You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Tonight, breaking news as we come on the air. Multiple officers shot and killed near Charlotte. The images coming in now, at least 8 officers shot. We have learned tonight 3 U.S. Marshals have been killed. A suspect barricading himself inside a home. SWAT teams on the scene. A police sniper in a bedroom of a neighboring home. Schools on lockdown. Pierre Thomas standing by with late reporting on the shooter inside. The protests on campuses across the U.S. In New York City tonight, demonstrators defying Columbia's ultimatum to leave the encampment or risk immediate suspension. Officers clashing with protesters at UT Austin. Arrests tonight at the University of Georgia. And what about students who just want to finish their school year and hold a graduation? Meanwhile, tonight, is this the best chance for a ceasefire in quite some time to get the hostages out? Tonight, Secretary of State Antony Blinken calling the proposal from Israel extraordinarily generous. So will Hamas accept? Tonight, bracing for new severe storms and possible tornadoes, with more than 135 reported tornadoes in just 72 hours. This train hit by a twister, multiple cars ripped off the tracks. A confirmed EF4 at Marietta, Oklahoma, winds up to 170 miles per hour. Ginger Z standing by tonight with these new storms now coming. The mother who vanished on a bike ride, the unsolved murder. Tonight, after charges against her husband were dropped, what the autopsy now reveals. Animal tranquilizer found in her bones and the evidence that had been found in the family's dryer. Will there be new charges? Tonight, the Rochester, New York DA under fire for berating the officer who pulled her over for speeding. Tonight, what she says in that video to the officer and some calls now that she stepped down from her job. Tonight, the emergency slide that fell off a Delta passenger jet in midair. Word coming in, it's now been found. The new concern about bird flu in the U.S. after being found in some dairy cows. The USDA tonight now saying it will test ground beef. And the first bird flu found in a dolphin. And in New York City, a sold-out crowd, Billy Joel performing one of his biggest hits, Uptown Girl. And at the moment, who was in the crowd? Soon on that video screen, you'll see it.
From ABC News World Headquarters in New York, this is World News Tonight with David Muir.
Good evening, and it's great to start another week with all of you at home. We do begin tonight with this breaking news from Charlotte, North Carolina. At least 8 officers shot. 3 members of a U.S. Marshals task force have been killed, all while serving a warrant in a suburban neighborhood. The officers coming under fire from inside the home. A suspect barricading himself inside, a massive law enforcement response you see right there, including a SWAT team and armored vehicles. A tense standoff lasting nearly 4 hours. Police telling neighbors to shelter in place. Schools on lockdown. A police sniper in a bedroom of a neighboring home. Roads from the scene to the hospital were actually shut down so that the ambulances could get through with the officers. ABC's Chief Justice Correspondent Pierre Thomas leading us off with late reporting tonight.
It's the whole force coming.
Tonight, multiple officers shot and killed near Charlotte, North Carolina, after a gunman they were trying to arrest opens fire.
You just said 4 cops got shot.
Yeah, they did.
Oh, my.
Shots fired at officer, possibly 1 down. Correction, 2 down. Subjects barricaded themselves.
Helicopter surveilling. Schools put on lockdown.
We were at the track, and we could hear a lot of gunshots.
SWAT teams storming the area. Armed police, guns drawn, descending on the scene. Neighbors describing the mayhem as police took over their house.
They used one of our bedrooms to set up a U.S. Marshal sniper in just to get a point.
The violent exchange shocking the community, forcing local stations to break into normally scheduled programming.
All hands on deck on this incredibly sad day.
The attack was unusually violent. 8 officers shot, 3 of them killed, among them a deputy U.S. Marshal. ABC News has learned the man they were attempting to arrest was allegedly wanted on multiple charges.
3 people lost their lives today. Keep your prayers, keep your faith. Make sure that these officers who have families have people to reach out and hold them up.
David, tonight the U.S. Marshals are in mourning over those wounded and killed. One official telling me, quote, it's devastating. A terrible day. David?
Horrific scene. Pierre Thomas leading us off. Pierre, thank you. We turn now to the growing campus protests over the war in Gaza. Tonight at Columbia University here in New York, where the movement began, university officials ordering students to leave their encampment by 2 p.m. or face immediate suspension. They did not leave. So what happens next year and the arrests on campuses now across this nation? ABC Stephanie Ramos at Columbia again tonight.
Tonight, defiance at Columbia University. Pro-Palestinian protesters refusing to dismantle their tents despite a warning to leave this campus lawn or face suspension.
We will not be moved by these intimidation tactics. We will not be moved unless by force.
Free, free Palestine! Free, free the hostages!
Outside Columbia's gate, NYPD officers taking this woman into police custody. But after more than 100 arrests here 10 days ago, the school says calling the NYPD back inside campus would only inflame the situation. Columbia's president pleading with protesters to clear the way for graduation, pointing out many seniors missed out on high school celebrations due to the pandemic. But organizers insist this is a bigger issue.
There's no universities in Gaza. There are thousands of students who have been killed, who they don't have the luxury to have commencement.
Columbia says it will not divest from Israel, as protesters have demanded here and at more than 60 other colleges across the country with protests against the war in Gaza.
It's important for us as U.S. citizens to stand up and let our voices be heard about it, because it's our tax dollars that are going to funding this thing.
For the second time in a week, arrests at the University of Texas in Austin.
Let them go! Let them go!
State police moving in as protesters refused to disperse.
There's no riot here! Why are you in riot here?
Several arrested at the University of Georgia, too. Officers taking some of the encampment down.
Back here at Columbia University, David, you can hear and see some of those demonstrators still out here outside the Columbia gates. University officials already suspending student protesters who refuse to leave. And as of right now, those talks, David, are at a standstill.
Stephanie, thank you for that. In the meantime, there is intense new pressure tonight on Israel and Hamas to agree to a ceasefire and a new deal to release hostages still being held by Hamas amid these new videos of hostages released. Tonight, Israel has made a new offer. Secretary of State Antony Blinken there in the region calling this proposal extraordinarily generous. So will Hamas accept amid these images they put out of the hostages they still have? Tom Sufi Burridge in Israel tonight.
Just days after Hamas released new videos showing 64-year-old American Israeli hostage Keith Siegel breaking down in tears, renewed hope tonight as talks to bring him and other hostages home move into a critical phase. Siegel's daughter demanding a deal.
Stop the talking and start the actions.
His wife Aviva released in November after 51 days in Hamas captivity with her husband, filled with fear as each day passes.
I know how I was treated with Keith and how much help I needed from Keith, and I'm not there to give him the help.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken meeting with Arab leaders in the region, calling a new ceasefire proposal presented to Hamas extraordinarily generous.
The only thing standing between the people of Gaza and a ceasefire is Hamas. They have to decide, and they have to decide quickly.
That proposal, a 40-day truce, combined with the release of potentially thousands of Palestinian prisoners, according to a top British official. Israel dropping its previous demand of the release of 40 hostages, now willing to accept 33, according to the New York Times. A senior Hamas official calling it progress, but not a done deal. It comes as Israeli airstrikes kill more than 20 people in the southern Gaza city of Rafah, according to local officials. In an hour-long phone call, President Biden warning Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu not to launch a ground invasion into Rafah, where Israel says the last remaining Hamas battalions are hiding.
And David, Egypt saying Hamas's negotiating team has now left Cairo and will submit a written response to Israel's proposed deal. Secretary Blinken saying he's hopeful Hamas will make the right decision. David?
Everyone being very tentative on this, but very hopeful indeed. Tom Sufi Burridge. Tom, thank you. Back here in the U.S. tonight and to the new severe storm set to move in, hitting some of the very same places, a slam of those deadly tornadoes over the weekend. This new round of severe weather on the way from South Dakota all the way down to Texas tomorrow and then again on Wednesday. It all comes after more than 135 reported tornadoes in the past 72 hours already. This one right here near Lincoln, Nebraska, the tornado slamming into a train, derailing several cars. And then the widespread damage tonight in EF4 with winds up to 170 miles an hour. This is Marietta, Oklahoma. So Ginger Z is standing by with these new storms set to hit tomorrow and Wednesday. And ABC's Mola Lenghi on the scene of devastation. He's in Sulphur, Oklahoma tonight.
Tonight, families and first responders from Nebraska to Oklahoma combing through devastated neighborhoods. After a relentless tornado outbreak pummeled the plains, more than 135 tornadoes reported in the last 72 hours.
Should we get away from the windows?
This incredible video shows the conductor and crew ducking for cover as their train took a direct hit from a massive twister in the suburbs of Lincoln, Nebraska.
Right over us.
At least 31 cars derailing.
We gotta get pulled over here.
And new video shows the heart-stopping moment an EF4 twister crossed I-35 near Marietta, Oklahoma, Saturday night. Watch again as that massive cylindrical object barely misses the storm chaser's car. The storm's killing at least five people, including a four-month-old baby girl, found in a field some 200 yards away from her devastated home in Holdenville, Oklahoma.
Well, the town of Sulphur, Oklahoma here, almost completely unrecognizable. You have homes, small businesses, mom and pop shops, reduced to rubble.
The tornado here rated an EF3, winds at least 165 miles an hour. Kimberly and Joyce Mensch's furniture store of 24 years, one of many businesses, completely destroyed.
We've raised our kids here. We've raised our grandkids here. It's our home. It's our love. It's our passion. I mean, it's everything.
Well, David, as folks pick up the pieces tonight, they're bracing themselves for yet another round of storms, potentially launching all of this debris that you see here into the air, essentially creating unguided missiles with some of this stuff, as even more tornadoes could rip through these communities on Wednesday, David.
That is always such a concern that the debris gets whipped up in the storms that follow, Mola. Thank you. So let's get right to Chief Meteorologist Ginger Z, because unfortunately, Ginger, as you were saying, this same region could get hit all over again.
Yes, David, the same area, and that is just not enough time to recover, let alone even breathe after something like that. And so we'll get to those risks. But also, you have to know, Oklahoma, for example, it's been nearly 8 years since they've seen a tornado of that magnitude. So they're really reeling here. Wichita tomorrow, Kansas City, Des Moines, Omaha, all in the risk. It looks like it starts in the afternoon, goes through the evening hours. But then on Wednesday, that threat is later. It starts later and it goes later into the early morning hours of the panhandle of Texas, western Oklahoma, Salina, and Wichita, both included. David?
Ginger Z with us here tonight. Ginger, thank you. Now to the case that made national headlines, the mother who vanished on her bike, the unsolved murder. Tonight, after charges against her husband were dropped, what the autopsy now reveals, animal tranquilizer found in her bones. Here's Ariel Reshef.
Tonight, that bombshell toxicology report raising new questions in the unsolved murder case of Colorado mom Suzanne Morphew, ruling her death a homicide. An autopsy revealing several substances consistent with animal tranquilizer fluid were found in her bones, noting these drugs are marketed as a compounded injectable chemical immobilizer for wildlife. Suzanne Morphew mysteriously vanished on Mother's Day of 2020 while allegedly on a bike ride. Her husband, Barry Morphew, initially charged with first-degree murder and evidence tampering. In his arrest affidavit from 2021, investigators stating a needle cap for a tranquilizer dart was found in the dryer inside bed sheets. In his defense, Barry explained he shot a deer with a tranquilizer dart and disposed of the tranquilizer solution. All charges against him were dropped just before trial. He and his daughters, Macy and Mallory, speaking exclusively to ABC News last summer.
These charges were dropped without prejudice, which means if authorities feel like there's more evidence, they could charge you again. Do you live with fear of that?
Well, I was innocent the first time they arrested me, so I'm sure it's possible. But I don't have anything to worry about. I've done nothing wrong.
In September 2023, just months after that interview, authorities discovered Suzanne's remains in a shallow grave 45 miles south of the family home.
Did you have anything to do with the disappearance of your wife?
Absolutely not.
David, it has been almost a year since that interview with the Morphews, and we reached back out to them today to see what they make of that discovery of animal tranquilizer in Suzanne's bones. They tell us through their attorney that they are skeptical about the integrity of this investigation. Meanwhile, prosecutors have told us in the past that they are not ruling out future charges against Suzanne's husband, Barry. David.
You'll continue to follow the case, Ariel. Thank you. Tonight in Rochester, New York, the DA under fire and issuing an apology after police video shows her berating an officer who pulled her over for speeding. Here's Will Reeve.
Tonight, calls for an upstate New York district attorney to step down.
I'm the DA. I was going 55 coming home from work.
55 and a 35.
I don't really care.
Under fire for berating an officer during a traffic stop, captured on police body camera.
Can you stay over here, ma'am? This is a legal traffic stop.
Sandra Dorley, the Monroe County DA, whose jurisdiction includes Rochester, refused to stop after being caught speeding 20 miles over the limit, pulling into her garage.
Get out of my house.
Calling the local police chief before confronting the officer who tried to pull her over.
I'm doing my job. You say you're a DA?
I am the DA. Let me get you my badge.
And flashing her credentials.
You know what? If you give me a traffic ticket, that's fine. I'm the one who prosecutes it, okay? Just go ahead and do it.
Dorley apologizing for her behavior, saying she had no intention of using her position to receive a benefit. Now Governor Kathy Hochul asking for an investigation, saying Dorley has undermined her ability to hold others accountable for violating the law.
Dorley said she pleaded guilty to speeding and paid the fine and has asked another DA to review the incident. David.
All right, Will Reeve tonight. Thanks, Will. When we come back, your news on that emergency slide that tore off a Delta passenger jet in midair where it's been found. New concern tonight about bird flu. U.S. authorities will test some ground beef. And will the Super Bowl now be held on a three-day weekend?
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYN ads.com. You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYN ads.com.
Tonight, that emergency slide that fell from a Delta plane flying from New York to L.A. has reportedly been found. The slide broke off in midair Friday, forcing the plane to return to JFK. Delta acknowledges it has been found. The New York Post tonight reporting it washed up in Bell Harbor, Queens. Delta has not confirmed the location. We turn to the bird flu concerns here in the U.S. after finding the virus in some dairy cows in several states. The USDA says it will now sample some ground beef sold at stores in those states where dairy cows tested positive. Authorities say the U.S. meat supply does remain safe. Meantime, there are reports a bottlenose dolphin in Florida has died from bird flu, possibly the first dolphin in the U.S. to die of the virus. When we come back here tonight, this question, will the Super Bowl now be a three-day weekend?
Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today, we discuss technical diagramming with systems architect Maya. Let's go. First question. You've spent 10 hours slogging over a sequence diagram that should have taken 5. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board. And if I'm being honest, Miro would probably cut that time down by half. You know, with its AI tools and ready-to-go templates.
Next, your diagrams become so bulky, it's more complex than the solar system. But all it takes is a few clicks and...
It's Miro. I've used those technical shape packs way too many times, and stuff is just digestible on its infinite online canvas.
Now, the final question. Everyone's brought in, but you have to make all these tasks all the way over in Jira. But wait, it's done. Is it...
Miro, easy with its two-way Jira sync. Easy to plot dependencies. Everyone always knows what's up.
And she's done it.
Join over 60 million people creating technical diagrams without workflow glitches. Get your first 3 boards for free at Miro.com. That's Miro.com.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Libsyn Ads. Go to libsynads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
To the index of other news, NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell says he wants to make the Super Bowl part of a three-day weekend now. Goodell wants the Super Bowl to be played over President's Day weekend, still on Sunday the game, but with Monday to recover. There's an idea. News on NFL star Travis Kelce tonight. The three-time Super Bowl winner has reportedly signed a two-year, $34 million contract extension with the Chiefs, the highest-paid tight end in the NFL. The winners of the $1.3 billion Powerball coming forward in Portland, Oregon tonight. Charlie Safin, his wife, and a friend will split the prize. Charlie, an immigrant from Laos, says he's been battling cancer for 8 years. He plans to buy a house and to find the best medical team he can find. He says he feels blessed. When we come back here tonight, Billy Joel, the sold-out crowd, and the surprise guest, the Uptown Girl, suddenly in Midtown.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Libsyn Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Libsyn Ads. Go to libsynads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com. You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Libsyn Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Libsyn Ads. Go to libsynads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Finally tonight here, 40 years later, the Uptown Girl is back. It was the surprise reunion at the Billy Joel concert 40 years in the making. Madison Square Garden, New York City, Billy Joel performing his unprecedented run there, his 101st sold-out show. The packed crowd singing to Uptown Girl, and up on that big screen, Christy Brinkley, who inspired the song. They married and had a daughter, Alexa Ray. You'll remember that 1983 music video, the two dancing together. They would separate in the 90s, but decades later, Christy Brinkley right there, dancing to that song. The whole crowd seeing the moment. And then their daughter, Alexa Ray, taking the stage for a duet with her father. Tonight, Christy Brinkley sharing these images and borrowing a few lines from another famous song, writing, "Thanks for singing us a song. You've got us feeling all right." The original Uptown Girl cheering on Billy Joel 40 years later. Connection still there. Billy Joel and the Uptown Girl. I'll see you tomorrow night. Good night.
We've got the exclusive view behind the table.
What is happening here?
It's just beautiful chaos.
Every day, right after the show, while the topics are still hot, the ladies go deeper into the moments that make the view, the view.
To be honest, I was thinking about asking him for a foot massage, and then I just froze.
This is the best gig on TV.
And you know, anything can happen.
That is what we do here.
I'm not going to lie, the chair's a little small for my behind.
The Views Behind the Table podcast. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.